There have always been people who are worried about the apocalypse. They're afraid of major terrorist attacks or a natural disaster or the breakdown of law and order. Catering to those fears and helping people prepare to survive the next big calamity has become a big business, and it's growing. Frank Morris from Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City went underground to find out how preparing for doomsday has changed in the age of President Trump.
Turn right onto US 81 North.
I've been driving these little state highways for hours towards a semi-secret location in north central Kansas, very close to the geographical center of the United States. A guy named Larry Hall has built a luxury condo in a nuclear missile silo. What you see from the road looks like a grassy mound surrounded by barbed wire with a couple of armored vehicles and a guard box.
Morning, Frank. You got any weapons or anything?
I don't.
In your vehicle? No weapons, no personal weapons. Why don't you pull in?
A massive concrete entrance frames a set of heavy steel blast doors. This is Larry Hall's survival shelter, an old Atlas missile silo where 70 or so people may ride out the apocalypse.
Those are three nuclear, biological, and chemical air filtration units. And we filter every known pathogen to man, including things like weaponized nerve gas. So
this place has two generators, 2.5 years worth of fuel, a wind turbine, and a battery big enough to power the place for a day. Hall says they've got about 5 years worth of food and a secure filtered well. Some of the walls are 9 feet thick. This place sinks 200 feet into the prairie. But it is not austere.
You'll tell the difference as soon as we open this door. Welcome to Florida.
We're walking through a hatch into a warm, humid room painted to look like a beach. There's a 75-foot-long saltwater pool.
We got a waterfall, we got a water slide, we got rocks. I mean, this is a resort-style pool in an underground nuclear-hardened bunker.
12 apartments here are just as nice, all decked out with virtual windows, walk-in closets, and high-end appliances. The units sell for up to $3 million a pop, plus $5,000 a month. And they're all gone.
It's full. It's sold out. Yeah, this place is sold out.
Hall's busy filling up a second survival bunker, one three times this size, as his client base expands.
Yeah, I would say back in the original time when we were building these, there were more Republicans that were fearful of, you know, the presidency. And in the last year and a half, there's been a switch.
A switch to more liberal people, those worried primarily about war, societal collapse under President Trump, or about climate change. And despite all the pessimism and interest in dystopian fiction these days, Hall says that actually preparing to survive a real calamity can be a tough transition for progressives.
I've had A-list Hollywood people call me. Yeah, I can't tell you who said this, but the quote was, "In Hollywood, it's easier to come out and join the LGBT community and say that you're gay than it is to come out and say you're a prepper. You just don't do it. People will ridicule you and pick on you."
But the stigma of spending time and money prepping for some nightmarish future may be fading. Glitchy scenes of mayhem and destruction flash in this video, advertising a survival shelter company run by Robert Vecino.
It has gone from, oh my God, to mainstream and beyond.
Vecino says his business is up dramatically over the last year. He's catering primarily to a more middle-class customer.
We're not trying to build the Ritz. It's really all about survival.
Vecino's developing 575 World War II-era munitions storage bunkers on a sprawling site in South Dakota. $25,000 will get you into a bare concrete bunker. He had planned an even bigger shelter in Atchison, Kansas. It was going to be in a limestone mine, one where the Army stored equipment. A year into the project, Vecino says he asked an Army geologist why the stone ceilings kept doming out or, you know, dropping huge rocks.
There's a reason the Army pulled out of there, because they couldn't stabilize the facility.
The moral here is that just because the military used it doesn't mean it's safe.
Exercise and spa level.
Back down in Larry Hall's underground condo, he's talking about the next project going in. He won't say where, but responding to consumer demand, it's going to be even fancier.
There were a lot of toys that the people wanted to add. And the new one, you know, we had a golf simulator. There's a big golf simulator. There's a bowling alley. They've wanted to make the shooting range bigger. They wanted the movie theater bigger.
Hall is a busy guy.
The goal is to get the next one built and the next one built and the next one built and build the next gen.
It's a business plan that banks on sustained anxiety, which in the current political climate seems like a pretty safe bet. For Here and Now, I'm Frank Morris.